Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research, and all of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Direction in which the country. Sorry?
Very dissatisfied.
Did you say very dissatisfied? Okay. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you? Racism and discrimination from 0 to 10?
10.
Student loan debt?
8.
Democracy?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
8.
Voting rights?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
K-12 education?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Climate change?
What is horrible?
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
7.
Okay, and what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
And did you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1987.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Associate.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has not power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of
power. No,
that would be good. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most of your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that the Black community has not power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter on their community?
7.
And please rate your feeling towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 and means that you, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that the host of the Republican Party. From 0 to 10?
5.
I think he threw up and felt
better. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
That's one. And then throw up and then shake it. So,
8.
He's 10 years old. His teeth are like that. He's already on wet.
The Democratic Party?
Say that again?
But when we gave him the assessment act,
yeah, the Democratic Party.
5.
Joe Biden.
That's 3.
Kamala Harris.
3.
Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, on the side, or you do not plan to vote?
I don't know. Don't know.
Will it be undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. And if you had to choose for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Kamala.
Okay, or whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or other?
Joe Biden.
Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, was stayed the same, better, or much better? Now, thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's about half and half? Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Half and half.
Half and half. Mm. Now, below is a list of people and events that...
I'm sorry, I'm at work. I'm sorry. Hold on.
...who have prevented by now. Do you mind if I call you back in another time?
Okay.
Sorry?
Okay. Uh-huh. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't worry, we can continue. Now, below is the list of
people. How many questions are left? Because I have to go to work. I work in a hospital, so I have to go take care of a patient.
We're almost done. Which? Just have a. It will take around 5 or less minutes.
I probably have time for one more question, but I have to go take care of a patient.
Okay. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in the country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe in that person or event certainly prevented a progress, and if a 5 means that you are not sure, an event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
5.
I'm worried about him, but
that. Donald Trump?
0.
Supreme Court?
5.
Governor Kemp?
Yeah.
Five.
I can repeat it if you did not get it. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly from 0 to 10.
5.
President Biden?
0.
White supremacist?
0.
Thank you. Now, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities.
Sorry. I can't continue.
Do you mind if I call you back because you have time?
Say that again?
Yeah, do you mind if I call you back once you have time?
Yeah, that would, I work night shift, so probably Sunday.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure, we're going to be calling you back on Sunday, okay? Thank you.
All right,
we're continuing. Just where we left. Thank you.
All right.